The new Sierra Wellness Connection dispensary is fairly inconspicuous in an office park off 2nd Street. A receptionist greets you behind thick glass, and a visitor's badge is required to go to the back. Inside, cannabis samples are kept under pristine display cases, and glass bongs adorn the shelves next to t-shirts and hats.
It's really kind of a neat experience here in Nevada because nobody has expectations of what they think a dispensary is going to be, so we get to set those expectations.
That's Eva Grossman, who runs the dispensary. She and her husband Jeff, the shop's cultivation manager, moved from Florida earlier this year to get involved with Nevada's burgeoning medical marijuana industry. Eva says a bad accident 3 years ago left her permanently disabled and forced her to reevaluate her life.
It was not until then that I really realized how powerful medicinal cannabis is for very difficult to treat pain, nerve pain, and pain that's not well treated by conventional methods.
Their dispensary is one of 10 approved for Washoe County and the first of 3 for Reno. A recent uptick in applications for medical marijuana cards has overwhelmed the state's Division of Public and Behavioral Health, which oversees the registry. Attempts to find out how many people are waiting for cards are greeted with this message.
Medical marijuana is not answering. This mailbox is full and cannot accept new messages.
Eva, who just applied for her own card, says she's fielded numerous calls and emails from customers trying to get one.
I think there's kind of a surge of applicants at this time now that people realize dispensaries are actually here and that you can go and shop in ones.
Jeff Grossman says Sierra Wellness is unique in that it's the first so-called seed-to-sale dispensary. Their dispensary is growing about 1,800 cannabis plants in a large warehouse at an undisclosed location separately from its retail space.
We control all the way from the initial cutting or seed all the way through the sale. Everything is tracked, a single system. Therefore, both the regulators in the state and us can know anything about any lot or batch that is sold.
With startup costs in the 6 to 7 figure range, experts say it could be a while before these businesses actually make a profit.
It is still very slow going.
That's Cece Stanton, founder of the local cannabis network for industry professionals.
That's due to a lot of the state regulations changing and some of the requirements, and that's really put a delay on the cultivators being able to get the product to the dispensaries.
Silver State Relief in Sparks was the first to open its doors 3 weeks ago. General Manager Aaron Swan says they've registered about 775 patients and averaged nearly 80 transactions a day, exceeding expectations. That's partially because they've already seen visitors from other places. Nevada is the only state that allows cardholders from other states to purchase from its dispensaries.
About 85% of our patient base is in Nevada, and about 15% is out of state. And of that 15%, I'd say about 90% are from Colorado.
The potential for this type of pot tourism is already drawing big-name investors. At Sierra Wellness, its executive team includes names like Stephen Nightingale of the Nightingale Family Foundation and Joe Crowley, former president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Steve Roush is the vice president of the group. He says there's been a steep learning curve over the last year for all involved.
I think once this industry has been going on here for a few years and fully matured, like the gaming industry, I think we'll find a very robust industry and a very healthy industry.
Their group plans to open another dispensary in Carson City later this fall and haven't ruled out more. Roush says with more education on the benefits of medical cannabis, the once forbidden treatment will go mainstream. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.